KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome to another edition of KSL at Night. I am lucky to be joined this evening by Leah Murray, Executive Director of the Walker Institute at Weber State. Leah, good to see you again.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
And I'm Greg Skordis, KSL Legal Analyst. Remember, if you missed out on any of our shows, you can always go back and listen to it on kslpodcast.com after the show's been aired. Just look up KSL at Night. So, Leah, the Supreme Court of the United States heard argument today. And by the way, this is the last argument they heard in their current session, the last case that they heard in their current session, which
pause
means,
right there. Does that mean anything?
No.
Okay.
It's just they're done. They've now heard all their arguments. Now we're going to start seeing the opinions come out.
But it's not like they were stalling.
Saving the best for last.
It's just this is the order it came in. This is when they happen to hear the case.
Right. And this one involves, I actually think there's a good answer to that. This one involves the immunity claim by President Trump for his prosecution as it relates to the efforts that he allegedly took to set aside the 2020 election. The reason I think this was heard last is because it's moved on such a fast track that it went through the various court systems on its way up. So if you recall, Leah, he is charged in the D.C. federal courts with conspiring to defraud the government, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and two counts of corruptly obstructing a congressional proceeding. So, four counts, four felonies, and he's facing charges there in the federal court in D.C. Circuit.
And so this, what we're talking about, that has to do with election
right.
shenanigans,
it was
right?
It was his efforts to allegedly set aside the 2020 election. When he's traveling around, he's making overtures to Vice President Pence to do certain things to set aside the election. He's asking electors to do to set aside what they think their states have voted for.
Right. But this is not the Georgia case.
Correct.
This is not the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago case.
Correct.
And it's not the Manhattan hush money case.
The one that's going. Right.
So what we're talking about is former President Trump is asking for absolute immunity, but just for this one set of criminal charges.
Correct.
All right, go.
Correct. So the Supreme Court narrowed that exact question that you just said, Leah, to the following question. Whether and to what extent does a former president enjoy presidential immunity from criminal prosecution for conduct alleged to involve official acts during his tenure in office? So if you look at it that way, it's not blanket immunity. It's immunity from criminal prosecution, conduct alleged to involve official acts, and during his tenure in office. So it's not blanket immunity, but it's limited, but it still deals with immunity for a president for acts he allegedly committed while he was in office.
So pause right there. So
sure.
You said the Supreme Court narrowed the question.
Right.
So does that mean that former President Trump was asking for blanket immunity?
Yes, absolutely.
And then they said, we will hear this, but only on this particular point.
Correct.
So that means they've said no to the rest of it.
Correct.
Okay.
They're not going to give anybody blanket immunity. They made that very clear. So the case ran through as it's supposed to, the various stages. He goes to the trial court. The trial court judge says, no, immunity doesn't apply here. We're going to trial. He goes to the D.C. Circuit. Three-judge panel there unanimously agrees there is no immunity. So he appeals it one step further to the Supreme Court, and they sort of articulated that particular issue, and they heard the arguments on that today.
All right, so I want to hear from President Trump why he thinks he has immunity.
If you don't have immunity, you're not going to do anything. You're going to become a ceremonial president. You're just going to be doing nothing. You're not going to take any of the risks, both good and bad.
All right. So his argument, I think, is really a president should have full executive autonomy, if you will, so they can trial all the things they want to do, under the assumption that the next person elected couldn't then criminally prosecute you for stuff you did while president.
Yeah, especially if it's a bitter rival or opponent from an opposite party, there was some difficulty there saying, wait a minute, you can't just prosecute me because you didn't like what I did while I was in office.
And let's listen to one of our justices, Alito, who I think maybe agrees with him.
If an incumbent who loses a very close, hotly contested election knows that a real possibility after leaving office is not that the president is going to be able to go off into a peaceful retirement, but that the president may be criminally prosecuted by a bitter political opponent, will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country as a democracy?
So you're making a face, Greg. What is that face?
I mean, we've had presidents for, what, 250 years, and we haven't had criminal prosecutions. So we're all looking at this particular case and this particular situation as, oh, boy, this is creating a huge problem. It's not a problem. Trump was an anomaly. Let's just face it. I mean, whether you like him or not, I mean, he was an anomaly. He's been charged with four different criminal prosecutions. That's not just happenstance. That's not just the Democrats. And maybe I'm taking a position that's going to get me in trouble. But Georgia, Florida, federal courts in New York, federal courts in D.C. I mean, this is where everybody. I listen to all these arguments, Trump and Alito, and we've got others who are saying, boy, this is really going to make it difficult for presidents in the future. I don't agree with that because this is not going to happen again. It's really not.
All right. So let's listen to Justice Kavanaugh and what his concern is.
The problem is the vague stat, you know, obstruction and 371 conspiracy to defraud the United States can be used against a lot of presidential activities historically with a creative prosecutor who wants to go after a president.
So I think
that's exactly what I just said.
Yeah,
but,
no.
Go ahead.
Right. So his worry is, right, isn't Kavanaugh arguing it's a vague the way that they've defined it, right? And so what we need to do is, maybe it's the case there can be criminal prosecutions, but we need a really narrow definition.
Sure.
So that you couldn't just have a fishing expedition, if you will, right? So I can't be hiring a special counsel to be looking back at the former president. I guess I'm not persuaded, Greg, by your claim that this is just President Trump. I mean, I guess I feel like it's possible he could have started it, right? So he's the anomaly that has 91 criminal trial, right? But now it's a thing. So if you feel
good
like,
point.
Right, like, so that
just
I'm
just like
thinking,
impeachment seems to be the new, one of the things we do now.
Right. So the answer is, if Joe Biden loses in November and Trump has told us that he will go after crooked Biden and the Biden family, a little bit, I think. Right. Like, so I want to just kind of put the shoe on the other foot. Right.
Sure.
So maybe let's make it not about Trump. Should we be worried about Biden being criminally prosecuted for decisions that he made, for risks that he may have taken? Right. That maybe this immunity actually is a good idea.
You know, I'll just say it from this perspective. I've practiced law for 42 years in the criminal justice system, both as a prosecutor and a defense attorney. And in America, the accused is presumed innocent, and that presumption continues. And I'll tell you my point here in a minute. Until 12 people unanimously agree beyond a reasonable doubt that he or she is guilty. So it's not like you can just bring charges against a former president. We still have the Constitution. We still have the Fifth and Sixth Amendments. We still have the presumption of innocence. And I mean, you can't just bring a criminal case because you don't like somebody. You better get a strong case that you have a chance to win.
So your argument actually right there, Greg, is this isn't and never was a fishing expedition. That built into the judicial system is already protections against what Kavanaugh and Alito are referring to.
Yeah, I think that's my position just based on my experience. So anyway, let's stay with Trump on trial and talk about the case that is currently pending after the break.